As Paul Panzone looks to make his mark in the early days of his stint as Maricopa County Sheriff, one point of emphasis is on improving relations between MCSO and communities of color. Issues of trust increased in former Sheriff Arpaio's later terms in office. To that end, James Collins has been named Director of Community Relations and Outreach for MCSO. Collins began as an officer in the 1980s and has also worked as a high school principal. Officer Collins, having worked as an officer and with young people in education, have you seen changes in how communities of color, especially from a generational standpoint, view those in law enforcement?
I have seen a change, but I think in minorities of color, there's always apprehension. Even as a young man, I grew up in the projects in Miami, Florida. There was apprehension there as well, but yet still there was trust because that was the way we were taught, always trust law enforcement. If you get in trouble, then go to them, and then they'll provide assistance in alleviating the threat or the problem. Since then, though, so much has happened with media and everything being brought immediately to our attention. It seems like it's on a broader scale. It just seems like it's been heightened. But in essence, some of the same problems that we had back then are some of the same problems that we have today.
Well, how do we make significant progress then? How much of that is on the law enforcement end? How much of that is on the community end?
What has to happen now is that one of the things that was happening a number of years ago is that there was always a line of communication. The neighbors were speaking. The neighbors were looking out for each other. And today, we don't have that because everyone's working. So what we need to do now is open up a line of communication. We need to be able to go to the community. We as a law enforcement agency go out into the community and ask what those, you know, what are their concerns. Be involved in the different activities that's happening in those communities. So what we've tried to do here is that we've reached out to various organizations. We've visited with the Islamic organizations. We've gone to the African American organizational meetings and gone to faith-based organizations. We've gone and met with the Mexican consulate and town hall meetings as well. What we've tried to do is reach out into the community, let the community know that we are part of the community and we would like to open up our doors and create that conversation.
And how much of it is about reaching out and how much of it is having a shared message? And I guess by that question I'm asking, when you get people to the table and you get them comfortable and they trust you, at the same time, they also must know that just because there is a higher level of trust doesn't mean that they're always going to get what they want, doesn't mean they're always going to agree with the direction that you and the sheriff take.
But see, that's all about conversation. That's all about respecting each other's opinions and talking about what you can and what you can't do. Because there's always give and take. But if we can come, basically reach that happy medium where we can have that discussion and talk about some of the things that we can do to create change within the community and still respect each other's rights, still respect the rules and regulations that we're all bound by, you know, it only poses well for us to move forward in a positive direction.
Can you talk about how much you think comes down to attitude and communication as far as improving overall relations, and how much of it has to do with policy? Is one more important than the other, or do they work hand in hand?
We're all bound by rules and policy and the regulations, but our job doesn't really dictate how we truly feel and our own personal experiences. So what we ask is that we want you to bring that to the table because that's going to help you make that decision when you have those rules and regulations that are saying you must do this, but yet still you have your personal experiences where you might deviate a little bit because most of the time those rules and regulations are just in place, but they're flexible. And we want you to have common sense. We want you to be able to make decisions out there because everything is not written down in the book. So when you come to us as a person in the community who wants to be a part of this organization, we say, bring all of your experience. We want you to be part. We want your experience to be bestowed on our community.
How important is it that folks in the community see a person of color who is coming to talk to them?
I think it's very significant. And that's why I spoke to trying to be as diverse as we possibly can. Open up our workforce, start hiring, start providing opportunities. This is one of the things that I'm doing right now. Every time I go to a meeting and people see me, I want it to be an opportunity for someone to say, you know what, I look like that gentleman. I would like to aspire to be like that gentleman. I see someone in that position that has something that I want. But this agency would love to see an officer respond to a location, and then that person looks at that person and says, you know, you understand me because you are me. And it matters. It really does matter.
James Collins is Director of Community Relations and Outreach for the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. James, thanks so much for the time. Great to talk with you.
Thank you.